Meanwhile, leaders of Polytechnic Teachers Association Ghana PUTAG are this afternoon meeting officials of the Ministry of Education. It is not exactly clear the purpose of the meeting, but it is expected that it will touch on concerns raised by members of the association before embarking on a sit-down strike. PUTAG President Francis Atintono tells Bubu Tinogo, members are all ears for what the new Minister of Education, Lee Okran, has for them.
The minister invited us. He has not actually given us a formal invitation in which he stated the purpose for our meeting. But the last time we had a discussion with him on phone, he was saying that at least we should have come for some familiarization, being a new minister, and then from there we could take it. But we have greeted him with a strike action. So we cannot tell exactly what the discussion is going to be centered on at the moment.
But would it be possible for you to chip in your issues, your strike action?
Well, since he invited us, we will want to listen to him. And I'm sure being a sector minister, knowing that the teachers of the Polytechnic are out of the classroom, I'm sure he will bring it up himself.
Then let's move to the issue. Just this morning, we had a press statement from the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare to the effect that your strike action is unmeritorious and that your salaries should be forfeited for the period within which you have been on strike. How do you react to this?
Well, we have not actually received that. We will want to formally be communicated to before we react to it. As it stands, it's something, if I will put it, which is purported, because I haven't seen any official document telling me that my salary is going to be forfeited for the period for which I am out of the class. And I think it is important that we wait and see that. Then we can react appropriately to the content of such a communication.
There's no doubt about this statement. I have a copy right in my hands signed by the Honorable Minister Moses Asaga, and the last bit of it says that the ministry fully supports the recommendation by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning that no salaries would be paid to PUTAG lecturers for the number of days they remain on strike.
This whole thing, some people will have taken it personal. And until Minister of Finance come out to say all these are advices to Minister of Finance, and what we do know is that an advice is subject to acceptance or otherwise. So in the meantime, we will want to wait and see how things end.
In other words, you don't expect the Ministry of Finance to take this advice?
Well, if they do take it, then we will know. At that point, we can now comment on what we think or what we intend to do.
But what possibly can you do when that decision is taken?
No, when we get to the bridge, we'll cross it.
PUTAG President Francis Atintono talking to Bubu Tinogo.